the fiscal 2016 budget request. That proposal includes a 1.3% pay increase for federal employees, but that doesn't stack up very well against the yearly pay increases in the private sector. Jessica Clement is legislative director of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, and looking at the potential pay increase, it doesn't sound like you're that impressed by the whole 1.3 idea, Jesse.
I think it puts our groups in a tricky situation. You know, you don't want to feel ungrateful for a pay raise. At the same time, the president's budget lays out, like specifically says, that federal employee compensation has been outpaced by the private sector 10% over the last 6 years. So, thank you?
Question mark at the end.
Yeah, thanks for having me, by the way.
Yeah, happy to have you on the program. The good news that I hear is I didn't hear any immediate response from anybody in Congress negatively about any of the provisions that have to do with federal employees. And I didn't hear anybody say specifically, well, one thing we should have done or one thing that we're going to put in there is, and then something that would be anathema to you and your colleagues who work for federal employees.
Like a pay freeze,
yeah.
10% across the board.
Or anything with the contributions to FEHBP or any of that kind of jazz.
You're right. I did not hear any of that. I did hear, even on the local news, like a renewed call for the piece of legislation that's been introduced by Congressman Connolly and Senator Schatz to provide a 3.8% pay raise to federal employees next year. Obviously, we support that.
Well, Congressman Connolly is a regular guest on this program. And I will tell him this when he comes in here. I think it's terrific for federal employees that he wants to advocate that. And I think he's got just about a snowball's chance of getting a 3.8% raise through. But if the goal is to do what they wanted to do last year with the same, I mean, the bill he put in last year was 3.3%, I think. Right?
Right. Yep.
So if the goal was to try to set the goalposts in a different place, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not a bad idea, I suppose, as a
absolutely
negotiating
not.
Tactic.
And it keeps the conversation going.
Yeah.
The conversation we should be having.
Speaking of conversations, what kind of conversations are you having with the new members in Congress, and what kind of reception are you getting to the issues that matter to federal employees?
Well, we're, you know, introducing ourselves to a lot of the new members of Congress who may have had interaction with NARF members on the ground during their campaigns, but not necessarily with the folks, who lobby for them here in D.C., such as myself. You know, talking broadly about the federal workforce, we put together state-specific one-pager briefs for members of Congress to kind of give them a sense of who the federal employees and retirees are in their state and what they do, the biggest agencies that they work for, a lot of education campaign, and then talk about the sacrifices federal employees have made over the last few years as a reason as to why Congress needs to stop coming back to the federal employee piggy bank. I think earlier today I said the federal employee piggy bank is empty. There is nowhere else for, you know, nothing else in there for you to take, although they will certainly try.
Well, yeah, you shake it, I suppose, and see
right.
if there it is indeed completely empty. We just have a minute or so left, Jesse. I wanted to ask you, is there anybody, and you don't have to name names, but is there anybody who's directly saying to you things that would ring negatively for federal employees, or is the reception overall just kind of anywhere from great to meh?
Yeah, thank you very much. I will pass along your concerns.
Right, yeah,
okay. We get a lot, but outwardly negative, no. But I will say, you know, I certainly haven't sat down with all 77 new freshman offices yet, so there's still time.
You do obviously have a list of them, though.
Of course.
It sounds like it. All right, a lot to watch in this. With 30 seconds left, anything in particular that we should pay attention to as the budget resolutions start to come out?
Absolutely. Of course, both budget committees have new chairmen, which will set the tone for their respective committees. Number one on our watch list coming out of those budget resolutions is the possibility for an increase in retirement contributions for current federal employees, those hired before 2013 who have not seen any increase, unlike those hired in both 13 and 14. And, of course, always for NARF, the chain CPI.